Okay, so CharityCom still. I'm with Jonathan Lomax, the director of Mandate, and did an excellent presentation about political campaigning and not being too political when you're a charitable organisation. On that note, what advice would you give to charities to err away from being political with a big P and still getting your message across? And who would you get in government to champion that, or in opposition, in fact?
Fine. I think one of the things to be careful of, certainly in the early months of the coalition, is seeking out too actively to kind of chinks in the coalition. And I've already heard some people say, you know, one of the ways that they may seek to get an issue raised is to kind of try and find a Lib Dem or a Tory who may be disaffected with their current kind of coalition policy to seek to promote that. I have to say, I think that's dangerous on a number of levels. I mean, you know, you are getting into a very political situation there, which obviously for a charity is also, you know, a particular no-no if it's a big P political issue. I also think it's unlikely to work. I think at the moment there's a real, you know, will for the coalition to succeed, certainly among the members of the coalition, if not the opposition. And I don't think now is the time for charities to be going around seeming to be quite so political as to look to destabilise something that is actually, you know, the government of the day. Yeah. Now, that's not to say, of course, that you can't go and speak to backbench members of the coalition to raise a perfectly legitimate issue. I just think you've got to do it without the sense that somehow you're going to be able to play politics with the coalition. I mean, leading on from that, the thing that I would recommend, and it sounds obvious, but don't forget Labour. You know, what people really need is good public affairs practitioners, are good people on the opposition, either backbenches or front benches, who will raise an issue for you. They'll take a good briefing, they'll champion your cause, and there's an awful lot of, you know, very interested people who've been around a long time on the Labour backbenches and front bench, and you shouldn't forget those people. So while all the work that you're doing in building your new relationships is important, you shouldn't just walk away from the old relationships, because they could continue to be equally important.
It gives you a sense of continuity, I suppose, and they're just as useful.
Exactly right, in that, you know, if you're looking to challenge government policy, coalition policy, well, the place to go for that is the Labour Party or one of the other smaller opposition parties, but particularly Labour. If what you're looking to do is kind of build a consensus for action, and actually you think it gels particularly well with the coalition policy, well, by all means, you know, do the direct approaches to the minister or, you know, people who are active in that area on the coalition backbenches. So it's about working out what is the purpose of the activity. If it's to raise an issue and to hold the government to account, then Labour's where you need to go. If it's about working constructively to seek to, you know, mould an already existing government policy, then absolutely right, the coalition's the first port of call.
Fantastic. One really useful question that came in the Q&A at the end was about using language and kind of parrot fashion the language and couching what you've got to say in the terms of the new coalition. Could you sort of explain a little bit about, or give us some pointers on how we might do that, best practice?
Sure. Well, I think this isn't good. As I said in the actual session, you know, good public affairs is about taking what, you know, you and your organisation are trying to get, actually moulding that in the language and phraseology that the current government or a particular interest group are already pushing for, and trying to convince people that actually it was their idea all along. And so I think it's absolutely great public affairs to go, well, actually, 4 months ago, we wanted the same as we do now, but the language has changed of politics. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong at all with, in fact, I think people should be revisiting maybe briefing notes, the kind of key messages that they've been using for the last 12 months, and going, well, our aims haven't changed, but actually the way that we package them, the way we talk about them, the way we communicate them may need to change. The language has changed with the new coalition, and if you're, you know, if you're a good comms person, you'll be wanting to wrap your aims and objectives in a different type of language.
I think it's fantastic advice, and as communicators we should be doing that anyway. I mean, WizKids are working more and more with the BBC, and so we use their terms of fun and friendship, because there's a fun and friendship kind of, you know, division up at the Beeb. So it's it's a really important thing. Any last final thoughts before I say goodbye and let you go on your merry way?
Well, I just think now is actually a fantastically exciting time to be working in public affairs. As I said in the session, you know, the vast majority of people working in public affairs now have not worked under any other government other than the Labour government. We've known the same kind of people for a long time. And as we saw in the session, you know, over a third of Parliament is now new in terms of new MPs. So I think, you know, it's now a bit kind of public affairs 101. You know, we've all been